Cliff Brown's a proud Anzacian. He'd love to have a runner one day. How are you, Cliffy?
Yeah, good, Matty. What about you?
I'm well. When you were in Singapore, the Jericho was created in 2018. Did you take much notice of this creature, the Jericho Cup, when you were away?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we were away for a while, but you still follow Australian racing very closely, and it's a great concept and it's very popular. It's a great race.
Is it in the corner of your eye to try and find a suitable runner one day?
Oh, absolutely. All those races, I think, are good, and they've got a bit of heritage to them as far as, you know, a bit of nationalism, so absolutely.
All right. How's the Inferno? Is he having a little time out?
Yeah, he is, Matty. Yeah, look, I've got to say, for 12 months, nothing's really gone that well, but he's out in the paddock, and he'll come back in soon, and we'll start again.
He's become a bit of a... kind of hard to place sometimes, isn't he? Weather has sometimes interfered at the last minute with him, and he needs the right sort of speed in a race. What's the perfect scenario for the Inferno to win a big race?
Oh, look, I think it's really difficult. Like, he had a really good first prep. You know, he won the McEwen, just got beaten in the Moya. And then after that, he had a break, came back, and got absolutely decked in the Lightning Stakes.
Yep.
And he was probably never right. We were always chasing our tail, and we thought we had him right a couple of times, and he didn't run up to it. And then he ran well in Adelaide, next start not so well. It was a soft track, and he doesn't perform as well in them. And then over the spring, he was just hit by soft tracks, and scratched a couple of times, and you're behind the eight ball again. So it's been a really frustrating 12 months. He's got good ability, but in answer to your question, I think he's, you know, a really good 6 and 7 furlong horse, and we've just got to have the right conditions, and he's got to be healthy and well, and you'll see the horse that he can be again.
Is the autumn a better platform for him, given the spring can be a lot more fickle with weather and tracks drying out post-winter? Are the decks in autumn much more suitable to the Inferno and the available races, even thinking about Goodwoods and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. But then we went over for the Goodwood, and to be fair, he'd probably had enough by that point. He ran third in the Mackay, and but he had a couple of soft tracks along the way too. Look, I think, you know, Australia on that eastern seaboard's been really hit by some pretty bizarre weather the last 12 months. So we've probably been, hamstrung by that a bit. But, you know, just got to hope the weather improves.
Hey, I had a chat to Pat Comerford yesterday about the situation in Singapore at the moment, and the Singapore Gold Cup was run, and there was a suite of international jockeys, Australian jockeys, and new announcements over there. Do you, as a sort of a Singapore expat, I suppose we'd describe you now, is it nice to see that the dark days look to be improving a little bit? They'd have a hell of a bad run, and obviously you and others have left Singapore, but does it, from afar, does it seem as though things are starting to pick up a little bit over there?
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's still a great place to race a horse. The prize money's still good. You know, we loved our time there, and for family reasons being the main reason we came back. But it's a great spot, and it's really good to see the news that they announced. And Everly, it's stage one of a 5-stage process of how they'll get it to keep, you know, bouncing back. It is a really good spot, and it's great to see them. You know, we've still got plenty of friends there, and it's good to get some good news for them.
Good, yeah, absolutely. You had two runners in race six today, but you've taken Trading Post out. Barrier issue, or what was the story there?
Look, you know, you've got two runners in the one race, and they draw 14 and 15. So it's hardly like one drew better than the other.
No, exactly right. So you tossed a coin, which one do we take out, and you're left with...
Yeah, look, the other horse has probably got a little bit better wet track form. Neither of them are tremendous on it, but Trading Post, you know, he's very good on a good track and with a bit of space between runs. So hopefully next week we can find a race on a better surface.
We will get the track manager on a little bit later on, but obviously sounds like it's in the heavy range.
No, it's not that, but, you know, it is what it is. Barrier-wise, too, that played a role.
Family, Christmas coming up. What's happening over Christmas?
Look, I think like most people in racing, we'll be working.
Yeah, exactly right. Doesn't end. Hey, good on you, Cliffy. Good luck today.
Thanks, Benny.